Welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. And we all know that being healthy includes eating right, making healthy choices and healthy decisions, but we always think of one more thing when we think of leading a healthy lifestyle, and that includes exercise. Everybody knows that exercise is essential to living that healthier lifestyle. But nothing is more off-putting than a workout that leaves you feeling broken. So remember, a workout shouldn't leave you feeling broken. And if you are somebody that's having a hard time getting started with a workout or has been dragging those heels and hasn't begun an exercise program, it is because you are attributing the workout as being too difficult. The experience itself won't be enjoyable, of course, the first time around. In fact, it probably won't be enjoyable the second time around. I have this saying, and I shared this with somebody yesterday, that I find that you will not actually enjoy the workout until the fourth session. Now, I was a personal trainer for 25 years. I did also teach spin classes for a good 20 plus years, and I still do teach spin classes. And over the course of time, when people would come to try spin class, and remember, when I tell you that I started teaching spin classes 25 years ago, it was when spin first came out. There was a big learning curve there. We were not used to exercise class involving a bike. And so people either loved it or hated it. And that was where it was left behind. People would come to class that first time, and if they did not have a good experience, that was the end of it. And I would find them 10 years later, and they would say, oh, I just really don't like spin class, because they had that one bad experience. So I go back to that four time rule. You have to give it four times. And so I would tell people right away that would come to my spin class, and I'm telling you this, whether it's spin class, whether it's running, whether it is going for a brisk walk, whether it's a weightlifting routine, you need to give it four times. And this is the reason. One, the very first time you engage in any activity, your body and your brain are not connected. You are out of sorts. It is a routine that you are not used to. You are not acclimated to the routine itself, but to the whole environment. If it is an exercise class, you don't feel like you fit in. You feel like everybody's looking at you, like you're the outsider. And that is so false, because no one is paying attention to you. And you are so worried about your body. You are worried about your motions. You are worried about doing everything right. And you are worried about the clock. That clock that is moving so slow. In fact, you might even have looked at it a few times and wondered if it was broke, because it is moving so slow. So first class is just that. You are just getting acclimated. Second time you go, whether it's a class, whether it's a jog, whether it's a circuit workout, even if it is a training session with a professional trainer, you are attributing that session to the first one, that uncomfortableness, that out of sorts, that long session that felt forever before it ended. You're not enjoying it yet. You're not getting that endorphin high because you are still out of sorts. Now, the second one is going to go by a lot quicker because you are now in a little bit more of a comfort zone and you're starting to feel a little bit of that sweet satisfaction, but it is not just there yet. On the third session, you've broken through into this new area. One, you're comfortable. If you're going to a gym, you have walked in with a lot more confidence. You know your way around. You're no longer that person that has never been there before. You're not out of sorts. Time seems to go by a little bit faster. You understand your place. You understand what you're doing. And now it's starting to feel like a routine. By the fourth time, you have adjusted. And that adjustment, on this day, you are no longer focusing on the movements. You are no longer focusing on what you're doing wrong. You are focusing on the exercise. You are focusing on the muscles. You are focusing on your breathing. You are focusing on the reason that you are there. And that is the sweet spot. Before long, you're almost instantly ready to push harder, to dance longer, to jump higher, or to run farther. And nothing is more likely to get you to enjoy exercise more than this. Now going back, and if you're somebody that's listening that just has never gotten to that sweet satisfaction, my guess is that you've never gone four consecutive times in a row. Or if you've gone four consecutive times, it's been broken up over the course of a month or a year. It needs to be done consecutively. And I'm not talking about 4 days in a row, but I'm talking pretty consecutively within a couple weeks, because this is where you're going to start feeling that endorphin high. This exercise should not be about the calories being burnt. Of course, we all know we exercise to burn calories. We exercise to get healthier. But I've said this many times to people. Those of us who love to exercise because we like the way we feel. And as somebody that has transformed from that person that disliked exercise to the point where I would feel my body weight increase to double its weight when I would walk into the gym. I disliked it to that point. I would start yawning. I would have a plethora of excuses for why I didn't want to go. That right there, that attitude, that mindset, was something that was prohibiting me from ever feeling that high. And so my suggestion, if you are somebody that is trying to get started with an exercise routine, leave the calorie burning at home. You are there to feel better. You are there to get that endorphin high. And that feeling, once you have it, I will tell you, you will keep wanting to go back. I mean, what's not to love about feeling great? And although not every workout is going to be the best workout in the world, you will leave feeling good. There's never been a workout that hasn't been at least satisfying enough where you haven't regretted it. So my advice is this. As you begin your exercise routine, I have a list here of reasons why most people have a really difficult time getting started. And the top one on here is don't compare yourself to others. So often when we start a routine, we are comparing ourselves to what everybody else is doing. And of course, it is healthy to have that competition. But many women and men compare themselves and get down on themselves. And this causes us to not go. As a result, this negative self-talk prohibits us from ever getting out the door. And more importantly, don't compare yourself to your old self. And this is huge. And I normally have to point this out to people. So often, especially as we get older, we compare ourselves to our old selves. If you are somebody that used to be that track star in high school, or that football star in college, or even in your 30s, perhaps before you had kids, you had all the time in the world to exercise and you were fit. And now life has taken over, you're busy, you have work, you have kids, perhaps you have a limitation now after an injury of some sort, and you are comparing yourself to your old self. And that is prohibiting you from starting. You have new goals now. You have new intentions. You don't have the same timeline and you don't have the same goal set. So don't try to be that old you. It would be like you saying that you used to like to stay out all night and party. Well, that's not happening anymore, is it? So you're not going to go to the gym 6 days a week like you used to. And that is the way it's going to be. That shouldn't stop you from going a couple days a week. And I see this all the time. As a marathon runner, I can tell you I have struggled with this many times before during the off season. I know that when spring comes around and I'm going to start training for another race, I attribute my training to Irene goes out running every day for hours. And it's really hard to get out the door because I associate my training with this intense schedule. And no one says you have to exercise the way you once did, because a little exercise is much better than no exercise at all. All right, so my next piece of advice, this kind of goes double-handed. Working out with a friend. It's always good to have a friend to work out with, but this can be very dangerous as well. If you find someone that you are in sync with, that you have a good schedule with, that you are able to collaborate with while you're exercising, it's a great thing. Meet them for a walk, meet them for a run, go to the gym with them. However, this is a very dangerous setup as well, because if one person can't make it, or if one person moves away, or if one person gets injured, then you are kind of in this stuck zone where your accountability partner is gone. So as much as I love to tell people to work out with a buddy, like I said, your accountability is gone if for some reason your friend can't work out anymore. So what I like to suggest doing instead is what's called habit stacking. Habit stacking is when you stack a habit that you enjoy with another habit that you want to enjoy. So for habit stacking, for exercise, I always tell people, habit stack your favorite TV show, your favorite Netflix series, your favorite Audible that you're listening to with your exercise. For example, you want to start walking in the morning. Listen to your favorite Audible. Make that Audible the only thing that you listen to during your morning walk. Your brain will start to associate that when you go for the walk, you are going to get to listen to that next chapter. And believe me, it will work. I was out for a run the other morning and I was running on the golf course, and right away my brain went to the book that I was listening to last year. Simple. Because that's how we associate things. Netflix, Hulu, there's a million, literally a million shows out there. Watch a series while you're on the treadmill, while you're on the elliptical. Your brain will start to associate. While you are exercising, you're going to watch the show and time will go by. And unlike a friend, those won't go away unless you happen to watch all of Netflix, which would be quite shocking. And if you did do that, you'd be in pretty good shape. Another habit stack is social media. We spend so much time on social media. We spend so much time just going through TikTok, going through Instagram, going through Facebook. Why not do that while you're on the treadmill? Of course, be very careful of your footing so that you don't slip and fall. But this is a way for you to get two things done at once. Read your emails, catch up on your texts, call your mom, call an old friend. You can get a lot done by habit stacking. And you'll find that you're not only getting a lot done, but you are having fun while you're doing it. All right, so my next one is plan your workout personality. And I know this sounds funny, but we all have personalities. Suit your workout to suit your needs. If you want a fast-paced workout, then on that day, maybe do a Zumba class, maybe go running, maybe listen to fast-paced music that's going to kind of rev you up. If you're kind of having a somber day, not feeling very uppity or a little bit more mellow, then do some meditation. Go for a slow walk. Maybe just do some yoga, some stretching. This is how you can suit it to your personality. Instead of saying you don't feel like working out, instead conform your workout to your needs. So if you're just listening, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about learning to love your workout, easing into exercise. The next big one is a big one. And I think I had this conversation a dozen times over the last few weeks, and this is what prompted me to do this podcast. Don't focus on the negative. I have people all the time that come to me and say, you know, please help me. I need to get started with this exercise. And as soon as I start giving suggestions, I could see their face. It just drops. It goes from looking excited to just looking sad because they're already focusing on the negative. So whether you are at home, whether you are working out at a gym, whether you are working out outside, most people generally like to do things that they're good at, right? So if you are going into this exercise already with this distasteful feeling or attitude, nothing is going to seem pleasurable. So first things first. We have to break out of that comfort zone. And I talk about this all the time. And just like I said at the beginning of the show, that first time is going to be uncomfortable. But don't go there with that negative attitude. Go there with the thought that you are going to change your outlook. Don't dwell on the time. I'm here to tell you that that clock is not going to move. What takes longer, a minute on the clock at the gym or a minute on the clock at the microwave? I think they're pretty parallel. But when you're staring at the clock, it's everlasting. So don't focus on the time. Don't focus on the feeling of discomfort or pain. Don't think that everyone around you is focusing on you and what you're doing or what you're doing wrong. There is no spotlight on you. I promise you that no one even realizes that you're there. And also, don't focus on how much time you have left. And furthermore, absolutely don't focus on the fact that you have to come back again the next day. These are all negative thoughts. Instead, put your mind on positive. It's natural to be uncomfortable. That is something that is only going to go away in time. Every single person that you look at that gym or on that running track or wherever you are was there as a new person. Every single person, even the personal trainers, even the gym owners at one point had a first day at the gym. They were in your same position. And so they at one point had to break through the comfort zone as well. So you are going to be a natural if you give it time. Next, think about how much stronger you're going to get. When I go to the gym, if I haven't worked out in a while, I realize the strength that I've lost. I don't dwell on the fact that I feel weak. I think about how much stronger I'm going to feel as time continues. And every spring when I start running, after taking some time off in the winter, I can feel how I have set myself back. But instead of dwelling on that, I think about how much faster and stronger I'm going to be in a few weeks. Think about your breathing. Listen to your breathing. listen to your heart rate. Feel your muscles contracting. This is going to put you in tune with your body. It's going to eliminate the negative thoughts, and it's going to point out what you are doing. You are building and envisioning what you're changing about you. And these are all positive things. And if you start going to negative town because somebody walks past you and they look like a fitness model, you have to stop right then and there and say to yourself, they once had a first day at the gym as well. And they didn't just pop out looking that way. They worked really, really hard to get there. And so that envision should help you. And so these are the things that I want you to focus on. Also, things that don't matter shouldn't matter. So if you start thinking about these things that don't count, things that don't matter, you need to shake those things out of your head. Go back to positive exercise memory. As soon as you start feeling tired, as soon as you look at that clock, as soon as you start thinking about, oh, I got to do this tomorrow, think this, time flies when you're having fun, right? The flow of time occurs when you silence your brain and your brain's frontal and prefrontal cortexes, and this is what causes our brains to have fun. Time flies when we're having fun. So when you're focusing on that time and you're focusing on how much time you have, you are never going to get to that positive. And then furthermore, reframe exercise as a reward. If you think of exercise as a punishment, you will never get there. When I exercise, I don't go to exercise. I don't go running because I'm torturing myself. I don't do that as a punishment. I do it as a reward. I do it because I know I'm going to have more energy. I know it's going to reduce my anxiety. I don't do it for any other reason. When we treat exercise as a punishment, then it is exactly a punishment. So I kind of want to end with a little story, and I had this conversation just today with somebody, somebody that told me that she hasn't worked out in a month, and so I asked her permission, and she said absolutely I could share the story, and so I went ahead and named her Time Crunch Corrine, my famous character. So Time Crunch Corrine only has 20 minutes to work out. If she misses her 20-minute window, then she doesn't work out. Out of 30 days last month, she only worked out 4 times. And it's because she happened to work out on a Tuesday, and then she knew that she could work out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. She got her 4 days in. But if Corrine doesn't work out by Wednesday, then the week is done. She tells herself, well, I'm just going to start on Monday. And so all these Mondays have passed, and she never got a workout in. If she misses this 20-minute window by even 1 minute, it's done. So here a month has passed, and she got 4 workouts in. Now we have another friend of mine, and her name is Every Bit Counts Bobby. Totally different mindset. Bobby takes the 7 a.m. train out, so she's just every minute counts. She's got to be out the door by 6:45 to get to the train station. In order for her to get her workout in, she's got to be out by 6:30 out the door to get this in. Now, Bobby worked out 20 times last month. Of course, only half of these workouts, 10 of them, were the full 20 minutes. 15 of the workouts were 8 minutes. Some of them were 7 to 8 minutes. Some of them were 10 minutes. But she did not skip a workout. So this is what Bobby realized. As long as she gets a workout in, she stays on her routine, she cranks up her energy, her movement is there, her commitment is there, and she has not given up on herself. So let's take this a step further. After 1 year, Corrine has only worked out 20 agonizing times. if we multiply this out, 20 agonizing, unproductive times that have done nothing for her. They were failed attempts. She's going through the motion, absolutely unproductive. Bobby, with that same schedule, has worked out a total of 242 times in the same year. Granted, some of them were 8 minutes, some of them were 11, some of them were 15. But if we total up the minutes worked out between these two ladies, I can tell you the difference in their wellness. And there is no comparison in how they feel. Not to say how they look and how they feel about themselves. And so take this story, take it with you, ease into exercise, make it something that you enjoy. Don't make it a punishment. Don't make it a script. Have it be part of your day, even if it's only a teeny tiny part, because those teeny tiny parts add up to something amazing, and you will see. So enjoy the rest of your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about